Hello everyone. Oh my god, that sounded so weird. Hello everyone. My name is Marcos. And welcome back to Marquitos' Corner. I know it's been a while since I last came on here and made a episode. Or just kind of giving you guys an update on my life and what's been happening lately. But yeah, I'm gonna just get right into it, I guess. Academics wise, I'm doing pretty good. Just classes, applying for internships, all that fun stuff that people always talk about. But yeah, I feel like I've really acclimated to the school environment and just like USC in general. I've met really good people. I have a solid group of friends right now, and that's like, I'm really grateful for finding these people. Simply because it's been hard being over here and, trying to navigate a whole new environment. I guess kind of by myself. And yeah, I don't know why I'm making this episode right now, just because I'm going through a little something, something. I kind of dropped a friend a while ago, or not even a friend. I just felt like I wasn't very appreciated, and the energy wasn't being reciprocated. And I feel like it happens, or it has happened a lot, to the point where I'm just like, I think it's more frustrating than anything. Obviously, I'm hurt just because I knew this person for quite a while, and I thought we, kind of learned. I kind of thought we were there for each other, but I guess not. It's honestly sad, and it's not very. It's not something you want to hear, especially considering the fact that like we knew each other for quite a while. But yeah, I guess I'm just trying to like process that right now. Especially on top or along with like all the stress with school and the other things that I mentioned with like internships and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess I'm just not existing, because that sounds sad, but I think I'm finding myself and appreciating myself, my time, my just being in general. And I think a lot of people should appreciate themselves more, especially in a time where people of this generation don't really care about you. You need to kind of, or not that they don't care about you, but you just need boundaries, I guess. Like there's a limit to how much you can depend on somebody, and I learned that the hard way. I'm like, I learned that the hard way, trust me, don't be fooled. But yeah, I guess right now I'm kind of just trying to figure out like what to do, because I do feel bad about how everything went down, but at the same time, it's like I cannot be giving people second chances multiple times and kind of just like having my own sense of self and mentality just deteriorate in order to maintain a relationship with somebody else, because that's not a way to live. And yeah, I guess I'm just trying to better myself. I've been going to the gym again. Been working on myself, or trying to work on myself. And I guess going back to the school thing, I think it's helped me a lot with figuring out who I am and how to be myself and who I want to be in the future, you know? I feel like there's so many opportunities and so many paths and kind of choices that you have to make when you're growing up. I'm 21 right now, and it's kind of crazy, you know? I'm turning 20 to this summer, or in June. I'm turning 22 in June, and it's very what is the word? I guess I'm like nervous, but I'm also excited, you know, there's so many things that I'm hoping to, or, you know, there's so many good things that are gonna come. I have hope in that. Maybe not necessarily hope in people, because I've always told myself it's a bad thing to have hope in another person's actions, or just like in another person, you know? Like the only people I can say I have hope in are like my really close family, you know? Like my younger sister. I trust her with everything. I literally trust her with my life. And I think I need to keep that in mind when I kind of meet people, you know? I can love them. I can appreciate them. However, there's just always going to be that kind of restriction that I need to keep only for my own sanity. I'm a very sensitive person, and it's like when I go through one of these, whatever you want to call it, it's hard, like mentally. And I'm a person who struggled a lot mentally. And I struggle a lot with these situations. Sometimes I don't even know how to navigate them. Like, I regret so many things. And I know regretting things don't really get you anywhere, but at least some kind of it allows me to learn from my past experiences and choices, which I hope will help better myself for the future, you know? I want to live a fulfilling life. I want to do these things that I've always talked about. I want to explore my passions, you know, whether that be drawing or, you know, something random. I don't know, traveling the world, something. I want to live my life for me. I'm done living it for other people. And I hope that this is the last time that this happens, just because it's so draining. It's so draining. I'm here trying to do homework right now. It's Saturday, and trying to study for my tests and my exams next week and the week after, I'm just trying to study for my tests, and I literally can't because I feel bad. I feel the guilt of doing the whole blocking stuff, and I feel like that's the only way to really get rid of somebody, especially nowadays when technology is like so open and so available. If you have somebody that is in your life that's hurting you, and you've been questioning whether to block them or, you know, whether to give them another chance, I'd say take into the fact that you are important. You are essentially the only person you actually have in your life, and the only person whose actions you can control. And you shouldn't try and live your life thinking about, oh, what's this relationship with this other person? What is this? You know, like those pondering questions that you're constantly thinking about every time, you know, you think about that person. And I feel like you need to. I feel like everybody needs to understand that you need to appreciate yourself. You need to be there for yourself, essentially. Whether that be, you know, whether that be anything, like with anything, like focusing on your academics, working out, going to new places, meeting new people, things like that. It's just like, I'm saying this from a place of my, like, in my heart. Don't know why I'm like so, why my anxiety so high. I just feel that anybody listening to this, I just want you guys to know how beautiful you are. You being a human being on this planet, there's beauty within that. Not even talking just about physical beauty, whatever, right? There's beauty in everybody. And I'm so thankful to have met the people that I consider friends, simply because I find them all so beautiful. human beings are beautiful beings, you know. Like my friend group, I got close to them, and it's just like there's little things that I like just appreciate so much, and I, you know, I kind of hold as like memories and maybe even lessons, you know, like they teach me so many things, not even just like my friend group, like my individual friends, you know, who have been in my life for years. I appreciate them so much. I've had deep talks with like one friend who's always been there for me, always calls, you know, we always call each other. Sometimes I don't pick up his calls, but I still love him, you know. And same with my sister, same with my parents, like my cousin, even my cousins, you know. There's just so many things that I appreciate more, and I hate how I appreciate it more when this shit happens. My bad, when this type of thing happens. But it's just a lesson that I needed to go through, you know, and it is what it is. It is what it is. You can't really do much about it other than keep on moving forward. I'm like, I have goals. I have things that I'm looking forward to, and I cannot let these raunchy people stop me. Or not raunchy, that's the wrong word. These people who do not invest time in me. And I say that with the most like humble kind of connotation, hopefully. I'm like, hopefully you guys don't think, oh my God, he thinks he's like so important, blah blah blah. Like people, like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like a little reciprocation of energy would be nice. I'm not gonna go into too depth because I'm not gonna air it all out on this podcast or this little episode, but just know it did hurt me. I may be somebody who looks into a lot of things, but there's a point where I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. I need to respect myself a lot more, especially with everything that I've been through in life. You know, we all have our own experiences, but I know mine. I know mine down to the T, and I can't be doing that. I cannot be doing that. I am so apologetic and such. I try to be an understanding person, but there's a point in time where it's just like, okay, I'm too understanding. I am like, they're taking advantage of me, and it is what it is. But yeah, like I said, just I guess talking more to you guys, I urge you to do things that you want to do. Anything with like that literally can be anything. You know, you only have one life, and I don't know if I've said this in other podcasts, but it's been so long. But love yourself. Loving yourself is the only thing you know, that's the only thing that's gonna help you propel forward, you know? If you hate yourself constantly every single day when you wake up, that's only gonna harm you. I've struggled so much with confidence, and I feel that, especially being over here, I've learned to gain some confidence, you know what I mean? Not saying I'm like the baddest out there, you know, that's not what I'm saying. It's more I've learned to accept myself somewhat, you know. I still have things that I'm working on or things that I want to work on, but I'm working on those things for myself. Like dating too is kind of scary, kind of hard, but I'm trying, or you know, I'm trying to like make plans with people and do that kind of thing because, you know, it's been a while and it would be nice to find somebody, but it's not on my, you know, it's not something I need. It's just, it would be cool to have it. It would be really nice to have it, but not something that I need. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've learned a lot the past like year and a half, almost 2 years. Pero like, yeah. But just I urge you guys, I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna keep reiterating it. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, understand yourself more. That's That's literally a blessing when you can. But yeah, I know this is a really short episode, but I don't really know what else to talk about. I am, however, gonna try and do this more because this really helped ease my anxiety down. And I just love talking to you guys. I'm like, if you guys ever want to message me on anything, about anything, you guys, my Instagram is open. I'm gonna post this on my Instagram, maybe on my TikTok too. So yeah, I'm like, my Instagram is gonna be, or well, I most of you guys, or probably all of you guys who are listening to this have me on Instagram already, but my Instagram is marquitos.18, so MARCITOS dot 18, all lowercase. But yeah, if you guys ever want to message me, talk about anything, I'm there for you. I'm like, I know how important it is to have somebody there for you, and yeah, I'm willing to do that. I'm like, not even being like, oh my God, like I'm gonna help you with every problem, but you know, I'm there for you. I'll listen to you. Just send me a message. But yeah, I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys tune into the next episode of Marquitos's Corner. Thank you. Bye.